The outcome of the disputed primary contest between Representative Benjamin Nagyak and Dean Westlake is uncertain. Whoever wins, it may unsettle what's been a unique tradition in Alaska politics. Democratic legislators have a long history of joining Republican-led legislative majorities. Andrew Kitchenman of APRN and KTOO in Juneau reports on this past and what could happen next.
To understand why Alaska is so different, it pays to go back to the 1960s. Democrats had dominated Alaska, but a resurgent Republican Party disrupted that. Regional divisions prevented a single party from forming a legislative majority, so lawmakers turned to partners across the aisle. Willie Hensley is a Democrat who caucused with members of both parties in the House and Senate in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, representing Kotzebue and the North Slope. He says rural legislators were able to accomplish much during periods of bipartisan politics. They worked to allow village children to attend locally controlled schools, improve rural access to affordable power, and build local housing authorities.
Partly because we were able to put ourselves in a position of influence with these various coalitions that enabled a lot of that to happen.
Rural lawmakers became power brokers in the legislature. For example, in 1981, then-Representative Al Adams of Kotzebue led a mid-session revolt in which rural Democrats joined with Republicans to switch control of the House. And every Republican-led House majority since then has had at least one Bush Democratic caucus member. But by the late 1990s, Bush legislators had become fragmented, with members split between the majority and minority caucuses. Mary Sattler represented Bethel from 1999 to 2009 and chose not to caucus with the majority.
My focus was really on building the Bush caucus back up to where it had been in the 70s and 80s.
Sattler says that even minority caucus rural lawmakers were able to build relationships that led to capital projects in their districts.
One of the kind of hallmarks of rural legislators is, you know, it's a lot like rural Alaskans, where we tend to be very non-confrontational. We much prefer governing with consensus. And, you know, being confrontational and combative doesn't work really well if you're from a small town and intend on living in a small town.
The rural lawmakers faced challenges in recent years to maintain their influence. Alaska's population is increasingly urban, which means fewer rural seats in the legislature. And as the drops in oil prices and production have shrunk the state's capital budget, rural lawmakers haven't been able to bring home as many state dollars to villages with small economies. Now it's the Republican Party that usually leads in state politics. And all four Democratic House members from northern and western Alaska have caucused with the Republicans since House Speaker Mike Chenault invited them to join in 2008. Chenault says this has allowed his caucus to include a broader range of voices.
It made our caucus stronger because at that point in time, we represented all areas of the state from Barrow to Nome to ADAC to Ketchikan and all areas in between, and it made us a better caucus in our opinion.
Representative Nagyak's predecessor, Reggie Jewell, says that after spending 12 years in the minority, he chose to join the majority in 2008. He says this gave rural lawmakers a say in the budget, including the capital budget.
You know, I tried throwing rocks before, and sometimes we were quite effective. But when you're inside the tent, you can make your case inside the tent on what's important and still stay true, I think, to many of the values that you hold dear.
Voters generally have reelected rural Democratic legislators who crossed party lines, and these lawmakers have faced few primary challenges from other Democrats. That pattern changed this year, with state Democratic leaders supporting Dean Westlake over Nagyak, as well as Zach Fansler in his successful bid to unseat Bethel Representative Bob Haran. Former University of Alaska Southeast political scientist Clive Thomas says the drop in the capital budget may be causing the changed approach.
Maybe now that there's no capital money or no capital budget, really there's nothing in it for the Democrats to be quiet about this.
Opinions are split over whether the primary challenges this year will lead to long-term changes in how rural Democrats choose to caucus. But as House Democrats aim to build a bipartisan coalition that would include moderate Republicans, it could have an effect on the next legislature. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.